AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert has pleaded not guilty to charges in a federal hush money case. His lawyer entered the pleas on his behalf at a hearing today in Chicago. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says if Hastert wants to limit information on the case getting out, he will work on a plea deal.
The only way we're going to see everything coming out is either going to be in a public trial where the government is certainly going to present all of this evidence of these other bad acts in order to prove up their case.
An indictment says Hastert agreed to pay $3.5 million to keep someone from revealing past misconduct by Hastert. Secret Service agents interrupted a live televised White House press briefing today to evacuate reporters after a bomb threat was called in to police. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
A telephonic bomb threat concerning the room that we are now all in was called into the Metropolitan Police Department. The local police department contacted Secret Service officials who determined that for the safety of all of us, they needed to evacuate the room and to sweep it.
The Secret Service says no bomb was found. The judge in the Colorado Theater shooting trial has dismissed three jurors today after finding out that one was exposed to news coverage of the case and talked about it with the others. One of them said her husband called her and told her on speakerphone that the DA had sent a tweet during testimony, which had been in the news. The other two jurors sometimes socialized with the first juror on breaks, and they were dismissed because they likely overheard her talking about it. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 2.5 points. The S&P 500 index picked up 0.87 of a point. The NASDAQ Composite lost 7.5 points. This is AP Radio News. San Francisco officials are deciding whether to impose a warning on ads for soda.
The sugar-sweetened beverage warning ordinance would require health warnings on advertising within city limits, on billboards, walls, the sides of cabs, and buses. Supporters and opponents say San Francisco would be the first place in the country to require warnings on ads for soda, which is linked to rotting teeth and obesity. It's one of three anti-soda proposals on today's Board of Supervisors agenda. But a spokesman for the State Beverage Association says the ordinance is a scare tactic that would do little to educate consumers on health concerns. I'm Sandy Kozell.
The College Board says test booklets for hundreds of thousands of students who took SAT exams last Saturday had an error. But the board says that it won't affect the students' test scores. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.